WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
The creator of Babar the Elephant, Cécile Dobrounoff, died Monday in Paris at the age of 99. Babar, the benevolent elephant king, was the main character in one of the most popular series of children's books of the 20th century. Cécile Dobrounoff created Babar for a bedtime story that she told her children in 1930. The following year, her husband, the illustrator Jean Dobrounoff, began a series of Babar books. After his death in 1937, his son, Laurent Dobrounoff, continued the series. He has written and illustrated more than 40 Babar books. I spoke with Laurent Dobrounoff in 1990 and asked if he remembered his mother telling him the story of Babar.
I don't remember her telling the story to my brother and I. It's one of those memories, you know, that you don't remember yourself, but you have been talked about by your friends or your parents. And my father at that time was not already a writer of children's books. He was a painter. And when we told him about these stories that my mother had told us, we were so excited that he wanted to make a book for us about it. That's what he did. And that was the birth of Babar.
Maurice Sendak, the children's book writer and illustrator, wrote the introduction for an anthology of six Babar stories, three of them written by your father, three of them written by you. And in the introduction, he talked about his reaction to the first Babar story in which Babar's mother is shot by a hunter and the baby Babar is off on his own. Mm-hmm. And Sendak said that the ease and remarkable calm in which Dobrounoff blighted the life of his baby elephant numbed me. Tell me what your reaction was when Maurice Sendak told you that he was just very, very upset, by the way, that Babar's mother was shot.
I was a little bit amused because this is a reaction that I hear very often, of course. There is something awful to have the mother shot on the second page of a children's book. But, and I would point out that this idea was my mother's, not my father. And this is the only death in the book, except that the old king is dying too in the same book. And that was my mother's idea again. I think Maurice, who is a good friend of mine, put too much, he emphasized too much the aspect of the death of the mother. I think it's simpler than that. The writer, the person telling the story, wanted the hero, Babar, to be free, I mean to struggle with the world all by himself and to get himself in control of his own life. That's why the link with his mother was broken. And Babar, in fact, the characteristic of this character is that it is always in control of any situation.
So it becomes a story about growing up, about separating from your parents.
Exactly.
And finding your own self.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Now, I have to tell you about, you probably know about this, I'm sure you must, but there's another interpretation of the Babar stories that I want to ask you about. Ariel Dorfman, who's a Chilean writer, has a book called The Empire's Old Clothes, What the Lone Ranger, Babar, and Other Innocent Heroes Do to Our Minds. And it's an analysis of Walt Disney and Babar and the Lone Ranger and how they feed into certain kind of capitalist and colonialist fantasies. And he describes the Babar stories as an idealized colonial history. He writes, "History is sweetened up. The way in which Europe handled the natives in Africa is justified. Sure, there was some plundering in Africa, but just look at how happy the elephants are now." How do you react to that kind of analysis of the Babar stories?
Well, I know the theory of Ariel Dorfman, and I think there is a lot of truth in that theory. What irritates me is the lack of humor, the total lack of humor of Dorfman about that. I mean that it is true that we can find some kind of a colonialist cliché in the story of Baba, this little elephant coming from the jungle and meeting civilization and coming back, bringing civilization to his pal, of course. But that was the way people thought at that time. So it is not surprising that there is some kind of reflection of this philosophy in my first father book. But it's wrong to say that it's an imperialist book and this is giving bad ideas to kids, because the children don't read and look at books that way. They just enjoy them.
Do you feel that that there was a certain colonialism that you moved away from in your own books?
In my own book, I got another problem once. In I think it was my second book, I again was influenced by some stereotype of the 30s. I wanted to picture some black African people, and I did it in the way that they were presented by artists in the 30s, that is, with enormous red lips and things like that, and feathers, you know, as African natives, caricatured as they were in the 30s. And this book was published in France, and it was also published in America. And once an editor at Random House, who was not a children editor, but an editor of novels, saw the book. She was black, and she was shocked. And guess who it was? It was Toni Morrison.
Oh, really?
And at that time, I was absolutely embarrassed, because I knew she was perfectly right, and was sort of ashamed of having a picture of the black in such a stereotype fashion. And we dropped this book. The book was not printed anymore.
Laurent de Brunhoff recorded in 1990. He's written and illustrated more than 40 Babar books. His mother, Cécile de Brunhoff, who created the character of Babar, died Monday at the age of 99.